Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
I'm excited. Go back to verse 7. Okay, let's go. Praise the Lord. From the earth, you great creatures and all this. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedar, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above the earth. We give you all the praise. Verse 14, let's go. Learn to go. He has a horn for His people. Praise for all His saints. For the people of TCI who are. Let's go. Praise. We are not praising God because we have a cause to. We are praising God because we praise God. We don't have cause to breathe. We breathe. Do you understand? Oh Lord, do it so that we'll come and share testimony. Oh Lord, do it so that we'll roll in front of people. He does not take from God. It does not add to Him. Praising is like breathing. That's why He said, let everyone that has breath. Hello? Let's continue. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Put it on the last verse of verse 148. Lift your two hands here. In your family, may the Lord raise a horn for you there. In the name of Jesus, have your seat briefly in God's presence. What is a horn? A horn is a strength. A horn is somebody that matters. A horn is a lifter. I pray for you today on this 12th year anniversary. May the Lord raise a horn in your family. You are the Lord. The Lord is raising in your family. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. There are special numbers in the Bible. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 40. Special. 3, 7, 12, 40 are the most used numbers in the Bible. I know you know also how many disciples did Jesus have? I didn't hear you. 12. Okay, because it's 12, I know you know. Every question I ask, the answer is 12. How will I do this thing? Okay, let me not do it that way. Ishmael had 12 princes. Jesus had 12 disciples. Jerusalem at all times had 12 gates. There are 12 months in a year. 12 spies were sent to set the promised land. In fact, if you read the prophets in the Bible, what we call minor prophets in the Bible, they are not called minor prophets because they are minor. They are called minor prophets because of the volume of their writing. You discover it's not more than 3-4 chapters. Isaiah is like 50-something or 60-something. Jeremiah is 60-something. So they call them minor and major prophets. Not because of impact, but because of the volume of the book. I need you to understand that. But there were 12 minor prophet writings in the Bible. When Jesus fed 5,000 people, 12 baskets full were left. There is something wonderful about 12. Did you remember that, like my brother led this morning, it was when Jesus was 12 that he appeared in the temple and was asking many questions. And he asked and he prayed this morning that our time of appearance has come. Can we lift your right hand up? Say, as a member of TCI, say, in this season, say, I shine. Say, my time of appearance is here. Can I pray? Say, as a member of TCI, it's my time to shine. It's my time to appear. My time of appearance. My time of appearance. My time of appearance is here in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I'm concerned about some people that have been preparing in the dark places, preparing at the background, doing great and mighty things that nobody knows yet. People having great ideas, working on it, and nobody knows yet, because you are a member of this church, and this is the 12th year anniversary. Your fame, let it begin to spread abroad. In the name of Jesus, be now arise and appear on the scene. I command you to arise and appear on the scene. I command you to arise and appear on the scene. I command you to arise and appear on the scene. In the name of Jesus. If that is you, can I hear your amen in the house? What then is the significance of 12? 12 is a perfect governmental number. 12 is a number of authority and power. 12 is a number of authority, appointment, and completeness. So when there is 12, God is saying, you are appearing. I am giving you authority. That appointment I've been taking to you about, it is now, and I'm completing everything that has to do with you. Listen, you know the good thing about this is, you might have spent 1 year or 1 week in this church, it doesn't matter. That promise is for you. You might have been here for 12 years, it doesn't matter. That promise is for you. It's a corporate promise for us. Lift your right hand this way. Say today, say in this anniversary, say I arise by the word of the Lord. I move into divine appointment, divine appointed seasons. In the name of Jesus, I move into divinely appointed seasons. In the name of Jesus, as this church is revealed, I move into divinely appointed seasons of my destiny. Divinely appointed seasons of my destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. In the Bible, when it's 12, it is complete. Complete governmentally in authority. When he wanted to rule the earth, he brought out Israel. And from Israel, he gave them 12. It was completed. Did you notice that when Jesus was living, he only needed 12. And up till now, they turned the world upside down. When you have 12, it's completeness for rulership. What the Lord is telling us as a church is that we are moving into the age, the era, the season, where we will rule and have authority in all our catchment areas. And you know, the church is not the building. The church is you and I. Are we here? Wherever you are, it doesn't matter your position in your office. Are you a cleaner? I don't know the level they call all those levels. It is an appointed time of authority and rulership for you. Lift your two hands up. Say, I receive grace. I didn't hear. Say, I receive grace. Say, from this service today. Say, wherever I go, by the covenant in this house, say, by the authority of the word of God, I walk in authority. In the name of Jesus, I rule, I rule, I rule, I rule. It's a season of governmental authority for us as a church. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Do you know? It was when Sheena was talking about appearing that thing struck me. Do you know that your church has trended 3 weeks consecutively all over the world? Do you know? Some only knew for last week. But 3 different videos every week. Why? It started during the anniversary. It's our season of appearing. Like some of my friends will say, it can never happen to your church and it will not happen to you. If it is not happening to you, check yourself up. Are you here? No matter your state in life, let this be an appointed season of your appearing. Appointed season of authority for you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. When that in time comes, the people you think can help you might not help you. Let me tell you this. All the videos that trended in the world through this church, church members did not share it. It is my uncle that is going to help me. You put it on your status. You don't put it on your status. Now to your shame. People are everywhere are putting things on their status. You don't put it on. It doesn't matter. When it is the appointed season, he will do it. The issue is that some will look and see. They will not touch it. Because they were not involved in any way yet. But I pray for you. Grace and mercy. Let grace and mercy begin to speak for you. May the Lord bring you into your appointed season of authority and completeness. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. 12. As we go to the communion, I want us to look at the book of Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, 12 gates of Jerusalem were mentioned. And those gates have a significance for the church. The Lord taught me this 6 years ago. I have wanted to preach it almost every year. I have not been able to get there. I will just not have the leading. Today, or when I was preparing for this week, the Lord just said I should just touch it briefly. We are going to use those gates to pray. Before then, lift your hands up and say, lift up your head. Oh, ye gates. He lifted up the everlasting doors that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Can I say, lift up your head, oh, ye gates. Be lifted up the everlasting doors that the King of glory might come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Nehemiah 2. Let's read from verse 2. Verse 12. Nehemiah 2 from verse 12. From verse 12. You know the walls have been broken. Jerusalem was in ruins. And the Lord sent Nehemiah down to do something. Then I arose in the night. I and few men with me. And I told no one what my God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem. There was no animal with me, but the one on which I rode. Verse 13. I went by night. What's the first gate? Let's go. I went out by night by the valley gate. Anyone that is being persecuted, anyone going through tribulation, anyone that is down in the valley of life, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, anyone going through any valley of the shadow of death, there is a gate in church that solves those problems. Are we here? Therefore, on this anniversary we come, anyone at the valley of life, suffering in silence, today we command you to relocate. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, I relocate from every valley. Say, I move to the mountaintop. In the name of Jesus, can you pray? Better labor Korea. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Anyone at the valley gate, let there be a repair in your life. I did not hear amen. Let there be a repair in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Help! 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 In that valley, let help locate you there. Let help locate you there. Let help locate you there. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. There are many people in the valley that want to remain in the valley. Have you not seen people that are down low, you want to help, they don't want you to help them? Because they like the things that go with the valley. Everybody comes, drop one naira, drop five naira, drop some. They say, hey, yeah, sorry. They believe if everything is okay with them, nobody will come visit you again. And they'll be lonely. So even when they are good and they are healed, they still pretend they are not. There are some people in the valley intentionally. But listen, you are at the wrong place if you want to be in the valley continually. This house is set upon the mountaintop. We know if you have to go to another mountain, we must go into a valley before we go to another mountain. But we don't stay in the valley. And therefore, I speak to everybody in the valley here, whether you like it or not, I command you to move from that place now. In the name of Jesus. The valley can also describe humility. It is the humble that God lifts up. I've always told you there's a difference between humility and brokenness. Brokenness is when God does it by force. Humility is when you do it yourself. May God not crush you by force. Lift your two hands up. I ask that the spirit of humility will flow through the heart of everybody here. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So I went out by night by the valley gate to the dragon spring. And to what? And to the tongue gate. I think this is a self-explanation. Bola gates. Is it Bola they call it in Abuja? And somebody had them Mebola. It's a gate where the field of a city was always taken to the Kidron Valley. Whatever you are not pleased with when you come to church, that is a gate through which the Lord takes all the feebleness and the wrong things in our life away from us. It is a gate of cleansing. Stretch your two hands here. Stretch your two hands. Ma, stretch your two hands. Yalimoko teke telibo jita laba. Every filthiness of a spirit, every filthiness in your life that is blocking the blessings of the Lord from coming to you, let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. In the name of Jesus, anything that needs cleansing in your family, every rubbish experience, we decree, let the blood of Jesus cleanse them now. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat, lift your hands to him and talk to him. Is there anything that is like a dung that must be taken away from your life? Talk to him. Say, let them be taken away from the dung gates. In that, can we pray in the name of Jesus? Let them be taken away. Let them be taken away. Jerusalem has a dung gate. This church in the spirit realm has a dung gate. We open the dung gate. Everything displeasing, every rubbish in the life of your people, let them be cleansed and taken away. Through these dung gates. In the name of Jesus, every satanic agent, every false leader, every false teaching, we take away. From our midst, every deceitful person, we force them through the tongue gate. anyone deceiving the children of God in this house, you are a dog, you are filthy. We take out through the dung gate. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And I inspected the walls of Jerusalem that were broken down, and its gates that have been destroyed by fire. Verse 14. Then I went on to the John chapter 7, 38 to 39. John 7, 38 to 39. 38, John 7, 38. Whoever, can we read together? Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow what? Can we continue? Now, this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. There are many churches that the fountain gate has been locked up. There's no flow of the Spirit. I pray for everyone here in your life. Let the fountain gate of your life be open. In the name of Jesus. Some do not have any relationship with the Holy Spirit. No inspiration, no talk. They even come to church and sleep. I pray, let there be a flow. Lift your hands up. Let there be a flow. Anyone damning the Spirit, any dam constructed against the Spirit in your life, let them be broken down. In the name of Jesus, can we pray for this? Say it in this church. Let there be a flow of the Holy Spirit, a move of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit, the direction of the Spirit, the guidance of the Spirit. We open the fountain gates. We repair the fountain gates of this church. We repair. 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 We repair the fountain gates. We repair the fountain gates. La bakaria katala. In the name of Jesus, every dry season in your life, it expires today. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. Where there is fountain, there is no dryness. Any dryness in your family, every dryness in your business, any dryness in any area of your life, we open the fountain gate. Let the fountain gate bring supplies for you. In the name of Jesus, we release the supplies of the Spirit. We thank you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Just take your own. Don't bother about somebody that is not in church. You want for anybody not in church, you come and see me. Don't take communion for anybody in this church again that is not you. Do we understand that? Somebody has gone to toilet. Don't pick for him. When he comes, let him come and take. the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands up and say, oh Lord, as I take of a bread, let every broken places of my life be repaired in the name of Jesus. Say, as we take of this communion of the bread, every broken place, every broken wall in this church, we repair, we repair, we repair, we repair, we repair every broken wall, every broken gate of this cell. We repair, we repair, we repair, we repair, we repair, we repair, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your hands up. Let's say the valley gate, the dung gate, the fountain gate of this church, we repair in the name of Jesus. Say, we repair, we build it up. In the, can I pray in the name of Jesus? The valley gate, the dung gate, the fountain gate, we repair, we repair, we repair, we repair, we build towers, we build towers, we build towers on the dung gate, on the valley gate, on the fountain gate, we build towers in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have been lifted right hand up. Say, every gate broken by the enemy in my life, let them be repaired and be restored. Can I hear you pray? They are repaired, they are restored, they are repaired, and 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 they are restored. Any gate, any wall the enemy has put down in my family, they are repaired and they are restored. They are repaired and they are restored. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take up a bread. We thank you for great and mighty things you have been doing in our midst. We thank you for your blood that has never failed us. Thank you for your blood, ever potent, ever working. We give you all the glory. We bless you. By this blood, whatever has been broken, whatever is missing, anywhere the enemy is working in this church and in the life of our people, as we take of the blood, let there be a repair. Let there be a cleansing. Let there be the acts and the words of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take of the blood. John 1:16. We are going to be praying sharp, sharp. I have 1 minute, 30 seconds. I need to lead 3 prayers. Lift your right hand up. Say, I'm from his fullness. I say, from this 12th anniversary, from the fullness of God, say, for the fullness of Christ, I receive grace upon grace in the name of Jesus. Put on the screen now. And from his fullness, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your 2 hands up. People don't understand grace. Lift your 2 hands up. Say, from the fullness of Christ, and because of this anniversary, I receive grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Can I say grace upon grace? Say grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Of the fullness of the Lord. And because of this anniversary, I receive grace upon grace, grace upon grace, grace upon grace. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I will not want to use this scripture, but I just have to use it. Isaiah 1:19. You will see why I just have to use it. Lift your right hand up. Say, I am willing and I'm obedient. If you are thinking you have lost it. Lift your right hand up. Say, I am willing Say, I am obedient. Say, I eat the good of this land. I receive the blessing of the 12th year anniversary of this show. In the name of Jesus, I am willing and I'm obedient. I eat the good of this land. I am willing, I'm obedient. I eat the good of this land. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You can never eat the good of the land you abuse, the land you curse. You can't curse your mother and it will eat for you. Are you here? For unregenerate souls hiding anywhere on social media, insulting the country, that's why you are still suffering it. If you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good. If you are angry and you are against, you will suffer. Listen. Listen to what I said carefully. I didn't say if you are angry at the situation, if you are angry at leadership. There is difference between leadership and the country. There is difference between Nigeria and Buhari, Nigeria and Tinubu, Nigeria and US, and Obi. There is a difference. You can hate the people. You can hate what is happening. Don't hate the country. After all, if there is war, you have nowhere to go. Some of you don't have passport. You are asking for war. You are asking for breaking of country. You don't have passport. Even national ID card you don't have. Voters card you don't have. You want country to break. I pity you. Me, I can speak 3 Ghanaian languages. I have where to run to. Break the country. Or let me say, I used to speak 3 Ghanaian languages. Now I speak 1.5 and 1/10. I left 1983. Many of you were not born that time, so I can't remember your... I pray for everybody here. Because you are willing, because you are obedient, let this land bring forth goodness for you. Let this anniversary bring forth goodness for you. In the name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and not no sorrow, let that blessing begin to pursue you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We thank God for his mercies and his works and acts in our midst. It has been wonderful and it has only begun. I ask that the Lord who remembered this church will always remember you. The Lord that made things easy for us, he will make things evil for you. The Lord that rose up with help when men abandoned and said they can't make a help available, and God said they are not your help, I am your help. Let that same God appear in all your situations. In the name of Jesus, the God whose word said, when my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will be my God. In that situation you are going through now, let the Lord come through for you and be your God, your guide, your provision, your supply. In the name of Jesus, may all the blessings the Lord has reserved for this anniversary, may you partake of those blessings. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing breaking, nothing broken in your life. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord show forth himself strong in every area of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Happy anniversary. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.